Father. God, we thank you for your goodness. God, we thank you for your love. God, we thank you that you continually chase after us and you continually call us in a relationship with you. Father, we thank you that you want to know us more and you want us to know you more. So God, I pray that as we spend time today talking about bold prayers, Father, that as we leave here today, we would spend time in prayer to get to know you more. God, we honor you and we love you. And we just thank you for your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You guys can have a seat. Thank you, music team. It's the fun stuff you get to figure out on Sunday morning when it seems like your feeds aren't going right and we're scrambling in the back. So I'm sorry, it took me an extra second to get up here. We are in our series called Be Bold, and we're talking this week about bold prayers. And so what we're doing is we're looking at stories from the book of Acts, and we spent some time last week and we talked about, we saw the miracle of the lame man getting healed. And we see in the book of Acts that it's miracle after miracle, and I believe that if we truly acted as a church of Acts, that we would see miracle after miracle today. I believe that we would see healings done day in and day out. But the problem is, I think for us, far too often is we let our mind get into the way. And we don't allow God to work the way he wants to work in our lives. I think we would act much more boldly. We would show this amazing boldness as we read about in the book of Acts. We would pray bold prayers if we started shifting our focus and shifting the way we acted. So what I want to talk about today is that topic of bold prayers and praying very bold prayers. And last week we talked about the boldness, that boldness is a behavior born out of belief. And I think that's so true, and I think that's something that we can live our life striving towards is changing our behavior to one of boldness. And that will only happen as we start to believe and we spend time with the Lord, or as we spend time with him and getting to know him, and as we see the miracles happen in front of us. What you pray for reflects what you believe about God. What you pray for, or what we could say you don't pray for maybe, reflects on what you believe about God. Do you believe that? Do you know what I'm saying there? How big our prayers are when we pray to God actually determines what we believe about God and how good our God is. And we're going to talk a bit more about that here in a few moments. But if you don't pray at all, that also reflects about what you believe in God, doesn't it? If maybe the only time you pray is at breakfast time or at lunch, that's really shows what you believe. You're a mealtime believer maybe. Or maybe if prayer is your last resort, that reflects about what you believe about God. And after the service, I want to encourage you to take time to think about that and what you pray about this last week, or what are you going to pray about this week, and spend some time thinking about that. And maybe if you say, well, I don't really think I really prayed at all, well, you know, spend some time thinking about that too, because I think that kind of is indicative of what you feel about God and what you believe. You only go to the well when you need water? No, we go to the well all the time, right? He's our source of water. He's our source of life. And some of you may say, well, yeah, well, I prayed for this, and I prayed for that, and I prayed for this, and I prayed for that. And I'm not saying this to make you feel bad when I make this statement, but what are we praying for? Are we just praying for ourselves, or are we praying for God to move? Are we praying for God to change how not only we live, but how our community is? What are our prayers for? Or are they just those selfish type prayers? And there's nothing wrong with selfish prayers, like praying to God for things that you need. But it goes beyond that. It goes beyond that relationship, because we're here for our neighbors, aren't we? We're not just here for us to live a cushy life. So let's look at the book of Acts. So what did we talk about last week? Peter and John just preached boldly to this crowd of 3,000 people, to this crowd of 3,000 people, cross the line and now know Jesus. They become believers in Jesus, and they join the family. They you know, you're part of the family. You know what I mean? Like the mafia family? If I got to explain that, you guys don't know what I mean. The family. Anyways, maybe I don't watch enough joke or movies and I just don't know what that is. But so then as they're traveling, they come across that lame guy that I just talked about at the gate, and they boldly tell this guy to pick up his mat and walk, and the guy does it. And there's some religious fellas, the Sanhedrin, and they get a little ticked because, you know, these guys were preaching the resurrection of the dead, that Jesus was raised, and the Sanhedrin didn't believe in the resurrection. So they had Peter and John arrested, and they put them on trial. And if you remember how I explained, they all circle these guys, and they're like a bunch of talking heads that just fire questions at them and just push buttons to try to get the answers that they want. And Peter and John boldly answer, "Let us clearly state, we are doing this in the name of Jesus Christ, the man that you crucified, but who God raised from the dead." And they were full on, full blown, bold, weren't they? Like, to say something like that to the guys that just arrested you, had you arrested, and the guys that actually just had your Savior Jesus arrested, crucified, and they didn't, they hated the man. And to throw that at them and twist that knife as they're throwing at him. But because a crippled guy was now healed, they couldn't do what they wanted to. They would have wanted to keep these guys arrested, but they couldn't because the people would have revolted at this miracle or by seeing this miracle. So they had to release Peter and John. So we're going to pick this up in Acts 4:23. And on their release, Peter and John went back to their people. Good, it's up there. So they went to the Christians, and they reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So they would have said things like, they threatened us. They said, don't ever speak in his name again. And so they're telling them, here's what happened. When they heard this, here's what the Christians did. What did they do? They raised their voices. What? They raised their voices together in prayer to God. I love that phrase. So they raise their voices in prayer together to God. And there's something incredibly powerful when believers come together, we gather together, and we lift up things in the name of God, isn't it? When we gather together in prayer, when we gather together and we sing songs we know are true about Jesus and who he is and God, there's something amazing. And that was something I really enjoyed about our Monday evening prayers that we held during the pandemic, lockdown, or whatever you call it. I really enjoyed our times where we could gather together and just pray together and just lift up the name of Jesus. It was an encouraging time. And when you read scripture, there's power when believers come into agreement before God. So this scripture continues with the start of the prayer, and it says, "Sovereign Lord," which sovereign means basically, God, you're the guy, you're the man. You're the man, God. And you're in charge ultimately over everything, and you have the final word and say always. Oh boy, I think I lost it. Sorry, here's the scripture. Sovereign Lord, you make the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them. And the next verse is an acknowledgement that God spoke through his Holy Spirit in verse 25. And then, you know, it's just like they were saying, here, you are the supreme creator, God. You ordained all of this. You're in charge. You're the sovereign Lord. Amen? He is the sovereign Lord. But do we believe it? Do we act like it? Do we pray it? Do we live it, that he is the sovereign Lord? Or do we just say, hey, God, could you help me? That's not how we're supposed to pray. Sovereign God, creator of the universe, creator of the earth, you got my back. I know this. You're the man, God. I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek with how I say that, but I hope you understand what I'm saying. He's the creator of the universe, and he wants to hear from us. He wants us to talk to him. And we shouldn't go into that prayer as if we're being a bother or trouble. And it's not like God said, oh yeah, thanks guys for reminding me that I'm in charge. I really needed that reminder. That's not what God says. This is just them reminding themselves of God's overall supreme rulership, lordship over them. That was them reminding them, not God needing to be reminded. Do you know what I'm saying there? This is them needing that reminder, and sometimes we need that reminder. God, you are supreme. You are the creator of the universe. When we say that when we pray, we're not praying that for God. We're praying that for us. And they prayed two of the boldest prayers that I could believe be prayed in the New Testament. Two very bold prayers. And it's my prayer that we as a church would pray and live these bold prayers if we're going to make a difference in this world and in this community. And we can't be half-hearted, lukewarm, cultural Christians. We need to be sold out, fully devoted, fully engaged followers of Jesus. So we need to live boldly for the name that is above all names, which is the name of Jesus, right? So, bold prayers. The two bold prayers we're going to speak about today. And the first one is we're going to pray for what? We're going to pray for boldness. We're going to pray for boldness. We're going to ask God to make us bold. In verse 29, it says this, "Now, Lord, consider their threats." So what were their threats? We don't know for sure. But here's what they prayed. And it says, "And enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness." Do you want to speak the word of God with boldness to your neighbors, to your friends, to your family? Or do you want to just sit back and everybody know that Uncle Charlie goes to church, but that's about the extent of it? Do you want everybody to know that, oh, that's just crazy Lyle down the street? Yeah, he goes to that church across from the water tower, but don't worry about him. He doesn't do that type of, he's not that, you know, vocal. So just, that's not, I'm not saying that, Lyle. But that, you know what I mean, right? That's not what we want to be known for. We want to be known for being bold and sharing our faith and sharing the love of Jesus with people. That's what we want to be known for, isn't it? And if you said no, either we need to talk later or maybe you picked the wrong place to join. But we want to be people who are bold and who get to work for God. Amen? Just making sure you're on your toes. So what do? They prayed for more boldness. These guys just got locked up for being pretty bold, didn't they? And what did they do? What's the next thing they did? They asked for more boldness. That's pretty bold in itself. Now, if I'm looking objectively, I'm not looking to get arrested. But I'll tell you, if I was arrested, that's not the first thing I'm out doing. God, thank you. Thank you that I got arrested. God, and give me more boldness so that I can see what happens next. They're pretty bold. So I want to ask you, have you ever prayed for boldness? And that's a rhetorical question. You don't have to answer that. But have you ever just prayed, God, make me bold? See, the common answer to that question, you may say, yeah. But the common answer to that question is usually no. So if you haven't, why not? Some may say because I haven't thought of it. Some may say because it could be scary because I don't know how it's going to work out or what it's going to look like. Maybe you say, I like my comfortable life. I like to worry about just me. And the bottom line, I think, is because boldness is other-centered. It's not about me. It's about others. It's about me engaging you. It's about me engaging someone else and being bold in what I have to say about God. Boldness doesn't typically help me. Boldness benefits others to help someone know the love of God through Jesus Christ. Amen? And let's be honest. Most of our prayers are, like I said earlier, self-centered. God, help me do well at this. God, let me do a good presentation. Help me get that raise, get my job, God. God, help my grandma get healed. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with those prayers. Don't get me wrong. There is absolutely nothing. But they're mostly self-centered prayers. And when you pray for boldness, you need to know what you're getting into. So I remember, this was when we lived in Lloyd, and I remember a number of years ago, I had actually prayed for boldness. And when I prayed for boldness, I didn't know what it was going to look like. And here's what my boldness looked like. Is me walking through Home Depot, I was trying to get prices and pick stuff to do a fence and do a house and stuff, and it wound up with me running into a friend. And he comes up to me, and I'm in Home Depot. I'm trying to buy wood. I'm trying to get prices, right? I'm not here to pray for somebody that's struggling through some stuff in his life. I'm there to buy my wood. And he comes up to me and we're chatting. He's like, yeah, I sure could use some prayer. I'm really struggling with, and I won't say what he's struggling with, but he said struggled with this. And he's like, would you pray for me? And I was like, yeah, for sure, I'll pray for you. And then he bows his head. And I'm like, oh, so this is happening right here. Okay, it's on, I guess. So we prayed. And then as we're wrapping up, I had another guy come up to us and ask if we could pray for him as he was sick. And I'm like, oh, I don't know you. Okay, I guess we're praying for the sick guy now. And I got to know both of them as they started coming to our men's group and to the church and stuff. But the thing is if you pray for boldness, you better be careful because you'll be praying by the drywall and the 2x4s in the Home Depot before you know it. And I think that's pretty, it's pretty neat. It was pretty, it blew my mind. We'll say that. I can't think of the right word. It blew my mind because I was like, oh, this isn't me. I'm not normally like, I'll, as I'm walking back from the microwave with my food, I'll be praying. But I got to walk with my eyes open because I didn't want to trip. But you know what I mean, right? And now here I am because I just prayed for boldness and I'm in Home Depot praying for two guys that one I knew and the other guy I didn't know from Adam, but I'm praying for him. So you pray and you watch as God will do something in you when you ask for boldness. And he'll stir you on to boldness for his glory. So I encourage you to pray for boldness. And the second thing we see in their prayer as they teach is for us to pray for miracles. We need to pray for miracles. Not, God, I hope you make Johnny better. But we specifically pray for miracles. We need to pray for miracles. They pray for boldness and they say, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word of God boldly. And then they pray for miracles in verse 30. And it says what this? Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. They're going for big prayers here, people. They want to see sick people healed. They want to raise the dead. They want to cast out demons. They want to do miraculous things. Do we want to be a church that just comes to church and goes about the motions, let's sing our two songs, okay, yep. Okay, let's listen to Pastor Dave bore me for 20 minutes and, well, you're never going to get out of here in 20 minutes, but you know what I mean. Let's let Pastor Dave just talk and go on so we can do our duty. Or are we want to be a church that believes and sees wonders and signs and we're a part of it and we get to pray for miracles and see miracles and truly believe in miracles in our four walls every Sunday? That's the type of church I want to be. And they want to be a church that prays big prayers, big, bold prayers, actually. You want to make a difference in the world? You want to pray big, bold prayers? Because what you pray reflects what you believe in God, isn't it? You pray small prayers, you're believing in a small God. If you pray, God be with us, be with us, God. God's like, okay. Sure, that's easy, because I already said I was going to never leave you nor forsake you, didn't I? In my word? God, give us traveling mercies. How many have that? Like, I know growing up, we always prayed for traveling mercies every time. Journeying mercies. And other than that, mealtimes when I was growing up. I'm sure my parents prayed other than that. I'm just saying that's what I remembered praying, in case my parents are watching. And they're like, we prayed more than that. They usually would comment. My dad's probably commenting right now that I'm talking too fast, but that's okay. But we ask for traveling mercies, and sometimes I think like God says, put your seatbelt on, drive the speed limit, and you're going to be just fine. Give me something hard, he's probably like. Give me something. Give me something big that I can stretch your faith and believe with me that I can do this work. Pray bold prayers. Pray for something big, people. What you pray reflects what you believe about God. So do you believe in a big God? Because I believe in a big God. And as we pray and as we grow, I want us to really press into this big God, because he's got big things in store for us. He's got big things in store for you. And if we continually just pray for traveling mercies, we pray that our food wasn't poisoned by our spouse or our, maybe if you're a kid, by your parents because you were talking back and they wanted to give you a little soap because it's bad to get if you, I don't, never mind. Maybe you, were you ever like that? I remember saying a bad word, and it wasn't even a really bad word. It was like dummy or stupid, and I remember getting my mouth washed out with soap. But now you can't do that, so now you just got to grate the zest over the food and let it melt in. I don't do that. I've never done that. I'm just saying, maybe that's what you do. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to invite Mary up, and we're going to close in prayer. But in closing, I want to ask you, what do you believe about God? Do you believe that he is the sovereign creator of the universe? Do you believe that he does miracles today? Do you believe that he loves you? Do you believe that he has given you authority? Do you believe his promises in Scripture? Do you believe that he heals today? And do you believe that he blesses you? Because what we believe about God is an indication of how we pray. See, I was scared spitless in Home Depot that day. Because I didn't, first off, yeah, at the time I was the men's guy at my church. And in theory, I attended the courses and stuff to talk about things that we were talking about, like purity, that this guy had approached me about. But I never talked to somebody and prayed for them about that, right? I had heard it. I had, you know, we talked about it in a big group, but I've never had somebody come up to me and say, Dave, I'm struggling with this. Can you pray with me? To then have his head bow in the middle of Home Depot about something I wasn't even sure what I was saying. But I trusted God, and he gave me the words to say. And then the crazy guy that was sick that came up to me that I had no clue. And here, where it's on, it's game time. Go team God. And at that moment, I was really stretched. And more than just my boldness was stretched, my faith was stretched. And because I saw two miracles happen right before my eyes. Because that guy's marriage was saved because of what he was going through. And because and this isn't to give me glory and like, here's my flag, look at what I did. I didn't get the checkered flag, but because I was willing to be used by God. And it was exciting, and it really stretched me and started to form me and mature me as a believer. Because, yeah, I went to church up until then, but I was like, you know, the what guy, like I said, heat up my food, and I'm praying in my head, open my eyes just so I don't run into anybody. And before that, or after that, I didn't care if I was out for a meal with a guy. He'd be talking, I'd be talking, I'd stop mid-sentence, and I'd just close my eyes and pray. I didn't care. And neither did they. And sometimes it was a conversation starter. Sometimes it was just a respect thing that they let me pray. But it wasn't a problem. What you pray is definitely an indication of how you feel about God and what you believe about God. So how are we praying? I encourage you to start praying those bold prayers. Let's believe God in this body, in this church, whether you're here in person or online. Let's start believing for some big things together. Let's start praying for some big things. We want to pray bold prayers and make a difference. Do you? Is that what we want to do? Because I believe that's what we want to do. And I believe in my heart that's what I want to do. And I know we're called to do. That's what I was called to do, is pray big prayers. So if you want to join me in praying big, bold prayers, I ask, would you pray in agreement with me this morning, right now? And let's just bow our heads and just, if You don't have to do anything. You don't have to put your hand up, but just pray in agreement in your mind, in your heart. Dear Jesus, I pray that you would stir up this church, Father, that we wouldn't be just Christians in name, God, but we would be full on with faith that all things are possible with you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your promises and your word. God, I pray that we would be a church and a people that would pray with boldness, and you would make us bold for the glory of your son, Jesus. God, we are praying today as a church in agreement to you, God, the sovereign creator of the universe, that we would see miracles in our midst, that wherever we are, when you give us an opportunity to be bold, that we would be bold and we would pray in your name, and we would see miracles happen and we would see giants fall, that we would have boldness, Jesus. God, we pray for miracles. We pray for opportunities to see miracles. God, we pray for this community that they would see your mighty hand in this church, that this community of Rosetown would know you because of the boldness that each of us would walk forth with. God, use us in mighty ways in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, guys, I'd be remiss not to give anybody watching or anybody in the room an opportunity to accept Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. So if the Holy Spirit of if Jesus is nudging you today, I want to invite you to get to know him. And I want to invite you to cross the line and accept Jesus as your Savior. So we're going to pray together. And as we do every week, I'm going to invite everybody that even knows Jesus just to pray along in case we have somebody that doesn't know Jesus. So what we're going to do is we're going to pray just a simple prayer. All you have to do is repeat after me. So would you guys join me in this if you already know Jesus? And if you're online watching, if you're in a group and you know Jesus, just pray it out loud anyways. Repeat after me in case there's somebody in that room that wants to get to know Jesus. And we're going to talk in a second about the confession after that. So would you bow your heads and just repeat after me? Dear Jesus, I know that my sin has separated me from you. Thank you, Jesus, that you died in my place to forgive my sins and to make me whole. So, Jesus, forgive my sins. Make me whole. And thank you for accepting me into your family. Jesus, today I celebrate with you. Lead me and guide me into the things of you, and bring people along who will help me walk closer with you. Thank you, God, for giving me eternal life in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So if you prayed that prayer for the first time today, I ask you to come talk to me, and we're going to talk about what that means. If you're online watching, shoot me a call, 306-882-2453, or email me, lead@rosetownchurch.ca, and I'd love to just connect with you, talk to you about what this meant and how this works. And I'd also like to give you guys a Bible. So we have lots of Bibles that we'd love to share and just give you an opportunity to know more about Jesus. And even if you didn't accept Jesus, we'd still love to give you a Bible if you want to know more about Jesus. So contact me, and I'd love to hook you up. Otherwise, let's pray in closing, guys, and get you on your way, okay? Father God, we love you. We honor you, God. We thank you for stirring us in boldness, God. Father, I pray that we wouldn't be just a casual church, Father, but a community, a group of believers, Father, that are passionate for you, that want to see our faith grow, and we'll have our faith grow as we pray for boldness each day, as we pray for miracles each day, God. Father, give us opportunities to build that faith. Give us opportunities to share that boldness. Father, give us a great week. Lead us, guide us, and direct us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Guys, you have an awesome week. God bless.